Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here. Hey, hey, it's Andrea here with you on today's episode. Before we get into the meat of what I'm going to share with you, I want to tell you this funny story. It does relate to what we're going to be discussing today. So it was my birthday this past week. I turned 46. Now, the funny thing is that for the past maybe 4 to 6 months, I'd already been thinking I was 46. Somehow, I ended up aging myself forward. And so I arrived at, it was a few weeks before my birthday where I realized, oh my gosh, no, I actually am not 46 yet. I'm going to be 46. So I arrived at my birthday and I was really excited because I'm like, I actually feel younger because I'd already been thinking that I was 46. Apparently I'm not alone in this. My husband did it almost for actually a year with one of his birthdays. And he too was excited that he was younger than that he'd been thinking. Okay. So how does this connect with what we're talking about today? So we went over to my parents' house to celebrate my birthday, and my dad asked me, it was just kind of an off-the-cuff question. In thinking about it now, I think this was like the Lord challenging me, but my dad just said, hey, what have you accomplished this year? Honestly, my first response was not much, or in my head, I was like, nothing really. And the only thing that I could come up with in the moment was the fact that Erin and I have actually formed a business partnership around Holy Healthy Christian Moms. But that question really bothered me because I was like, oh, like to think that I, in quotes, only accomplished one thing in an entire year. I'm like, oh, that doesn't feel right for a number of reasons. But one of it is one of the things that God just really highlighted to me in this moment was the fact that the reason I had that reflexive not much or nothing response is because I have not achieved a specific goal in my business that I have been wanting to achieve for years. And because of that, it's really easy for me to focus on what I haven't accomplished instead of focusing on what actually has happened over the past year. And you know, I think this isn't unusual because the world often champions this like outward success, like the big glamorous goals that people achieve. For example, like especially in the business world, 6 or 7 figure businesses, having hundreds of thousands of followers on social media, jaw-dropping weight loss stories, winning championships and titles or awards in sports, the arts, or media. So the world really elevates those successes. So when we aren't achieving these big splashy results, it can be easy. I know I really struggle with this. It can be really easy to belittle the things that actually have been accomplished. Sometimes the small wins, maybe even the hidden things. And so again, as God was challenging me through this question, he reminded me that what he is really after is our internal transformation. What he accomplishes, again, that often cannot necessarily be seen in the moment, or the ripple effect of that takes a while to be externally obvious. And it's those internal accomplishments, what he does, that actually bears greater eternal weight. And so one of the things Erin and I love doing is looking up definitions of words to kind of get a richer understanding and also maybe to correct how we have been thinking about something. So I looked up the definition for the word accomplish, and it means to bring to its goal or conclusion, to carry out, perform, finish. And I could recognize in that definition why I saw the lack. It's like, well, I haven't achieved that that goal that's still sitting out there. I haven't finished it, so that's where I see the lack. But also what I saw in this definition is the carrying out or performing. So it's the actions in the process. But also the old definition or old way, of looking at accomplish is to provide polish to or to perfect. And what God highlighted in that is exactly what he does in us through the sanctification process. Like I see him kind of polishing us, like rubbing off those rough edges or trying to bring out that shine, that light, and perfecting us along the way. We know this side of heaven, we will not be perfect, but it is his perfecting work that brings us from strength to strength and glory to glory. And so in this, I actually sat down and as I was preparing for this episode, I sat down and I challenged myself to write down over the past year what I actually have accomplished or what God has accomplished in me. Now, there actually were many external accomplishments like the business partnership and then specifically the 10 by 10 devotional series that God has had Aaron and I put together, where we have several months of that already banked, and we have many more topics already mapped out until we get to our full 360, and just seeing the fruit of what those are bearing in the women's lives who are going through the devotions. Again, it's just mind-blowing. But he also fulfilled a long-time desire that I had in my heart this past year in actually teaching for a Christian coaching certification program as well. 15, 16 years ago, when I went through my first life coach certification process, he had put that desire for me to be able to teach coaching skills to others. And so he brought that fulfillment about in the past year, which was amazing to recognize. I also had to get over my test anxiety and take a test to finalize that. And so he helped me through that. But honestly, as I was reflecting back on these accomplishments, it's the more hidden accomplishments that I realized like have actually brought about the deepest satisfaction and praise. So for me, that this past year has really been about learning what it means to actually allow God to lead and determine my direction. Like I can be really good at telling him what I need to do and then hoping that he agrees with me. It doesn't go so well. And thankfully, he is very patient in the process. So this year has been learning that instead of striving in my own strength or running ahead of him, to trust him more in the process, to become more comfortable with doing less and going slow, and actually about building more of a solid foundation because I'm doing things in step with him instead of running out ahead of him or on the flip side, dragging my heels. So there's also that obedience factor too. Some of the other things that he's brought about is, and this is newer for me, is learning what it means to actually have him frame my day. So asking him how he wants to order my steps, also asking him, okay, how can I be a blessing to my family today? And then looking at the time that I need to set aside to that, to pour into and bless my family, and then kind of using what could be deemed as the leftovers. There's a lot of leftovers to accomplish what he wants to through me in business. So instead of me orienting my day with business, like to do things first or things that I want to do first, I've flipped it. And it's all of this is still a work in process. I don't do it perfectly. And there's many days where he has to correct me on it, but I'm getting there. also the transformations that he has helped bring about, not only in the women I work with privately, but also inside the membership program that Aaron and I have together. For example, like seeing their increased trust in the Lord and looking to him first above all things, seeing marriages and other relationships maybe being saved and certainly being strengthened. And also the way that the women we work with just naturally begin to care for their bodies well with more peace and joy and excitement because we're addressing the roots of what has stopped them from doing so in the first place. So it's like those transformations that aren't necessarily getting talked about, but we have this front seat to witness. So my encouragement to you today is to even now, regardless of where you're at, maybe in your birth year, whenever your birthday falls or even the calendar year, but even take stock now of what the Lord has accomplished in and through you over the past year. You can do this both internally as well as externally. And then as you sit with those, just allow God to speak through that, whatever he wants to, as you kind of look at these internal and external accomplishments. And we would love for you to come and share that with us, even in the Holy Healthy Christian Moms Facebook group, so that we can celebrate that with you, so that we can lift up praise and thanksgiving to God with you for what he has accomplished through you, both the obvious external things, but even more so for through internally what he has done through you. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up here. Again, we'd love to see you in the Facebook group, and Erin will be with you in the next episode.
My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Help and Wellness Support Group on Facebook, and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.erinkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.